It's kind of like stepping back into time. It's very quiet. It's not your typical vacation spot in that you're not going to find water slides and mini golf courses or outlet malls or lots of boisterous bars. You're not going to find those things. But you are going to have a place that you can have a lot of quiet streets, open green spaces, serenity. As the visitor services coordinator for the historic New Harmony says, we're very quaint, charming, and quirky. And I think she's right. And so visitors kind of get into that slower rhythm. It's a nice place to kind of stop and smell the roses or perhaps geraniums, because there's a famous red geranium restaurant that many people visit. So that's kind of the kind of place it is, very quiet, relaxing, laid back.
Now, the town, I believe, has only about 800 people. Does it have enough amenities then, things that you would want and need to take a trip there?
It does. There's a New Harmony Inn if you want to go for a weekend stay. There's the Harmony State Park nearby. It's not far from Evansville, Indiana also, so you can certainly stay in a more modern hotel if you want. But there's plenty of things to do and see. There's a great visitor center, which is actually sort of explains how the town got its start. It was a utopian community. It was founded in 1814 by some Germans who came across the ocean. They settled on the banks of the Wabash River. This is right in southwestern Indiana on the Wabash, so it's not very far from Illinois. Anyway, they settled there because they had some religious reasons to come. They were dissenters in Germany. A guy by the name of George Rapp was their leader, and they wanted to come to the spot to await the second coming of Christ. They were celibate, however, so they didn't grow their population very much, but they wanted to have sacrificed any self-desire or personal ambition. They were industrious, however, so they prospered for a while. Then about 10 years later, he sold the community to Robert Owen, who was a Welsh social reformer and industrialist. And he and his partner gathered people from Europe. They brought in scholars and scientists, and they wanted to establish a community of equality. So some called it the Athens of the West. That was sort of their vision. They wanted to achieve universal happiness through education and communal living. But unfortunately, they didn't have a lot of rules and regulations, and they didn't have much knowledge of business or farming. So that kind of doomed the community. But that was the beginnings of New Harmony, and you still have some of that feel when you visit.
You mentioned to me before we started that a lot of people do retreats there, businesses and things like that, and that seemed to me to be a perfect location for it. They will be able to accommodate people that want to come down for things like that?
Yes, absolutely. There's a retreat center. There are open spaces to gather people together. As I said, there's not a lot of distractions. There are some nice little gift shops. There's a few little restaurants. But, you know, there's big open spaces. You can walk along the Wabash. You can sit outside in the nice weather. And you should also visit sort of the restored community. There are some of the original and restored log cabins that are there. So you can wander through that as well.
And this is a good time of the year to go, the fall?
It is a wonderful time of the year to go. The colors will be changing soon. There are some activities coming up. You know, the community itself is very big on promoting arts and education. So there are some wonderful activities coming up. In the first Saturday of November, there's a fall arts and antiques stroll. There are a lot of antiques shops there. So if you're into that, that's a great thing to do. Later in November, November 16th, it's a middle of the week, but they have a New England fiddle contest and a chowder dinner. And then Christmas in New Harmony is special also. They have a lot of candlelight tours, decorations that harken back to the 1800s. So you can go for a day or a weekend and enjoy some of those things that are coming up this fall and early winter.
You mentioned the German heritage. We've talked before at other locations in the Midwest that have a similar German background to them. Is this different in some ways, or is it very similar?
It is a little bit different. You don't see a lot of German artifacts there. mostly you see things from the Robert Owen era. One of the things that I should mention about that is that they were really idealist. They had one of the first free co-ed public school systems in the United States, and they also had one of the earliest free public libraries. So they were very big on educating both men and women and for providing opportunities for people to continue their education, and I think that still is there. One of the other things that's kind of interesting is that they have two labyrinths. One is a shrubbery, and you walk in, and it's, you know, a maze that you walk through, and that's a time for contemplation and being quiet, and that is leads eventually to a temple in the middle. Then there's another one that's a stone labyrinth on the ground, and that is modeled on the one in France in the Chartres Cathedral. So those are popular for people to wander and sort of contemplate the meaning of life.
And even though it's a small town and we talked a lot about the natural habitat, architecture is also something to see there.
There are two things particularly that I would suggest. There's a 1960s structure, and it's a roofless church. It's a 50-foot shingled dome that opens to the sky, and it's ecumenical, but it symbolizes all worshiping humanity. And it sits in the middle of a courtyard with gardens and sculptures. And it has a famous bronze statue called the Descent of the Holy Spirit that is in that space. The other interesting spot is the Visitor Center, and it is open year-round except for major winter holidays, I should mention. This is a stark white design, and it sort of stands in contrast to these log homes of the early settlers. One of the tour guides that we had said, well, it's our generation's contribution to the community. That is a good place to start on your visit to New Harmony. There's an orientation film. You can also join a two-hour walking tour to see a home, the cemetery, the granary, and other sites that are associated with the New Harmony experience. So those are two spots you probably don't want to miss when you go to New Harmony.